Dear Chicago. Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Dude.
You're listening to episode 644.
You're 644.
You're listening. We're listening to a show that was recorded out of the Rogers Park area of Chicago, Illinois.
The cavern in my ass.
We are fancy. That's what Illinois means. The cavern in my ass.
Ooh, honey, that's a huge ass cavern.
Cavernity. So, yeah. So, what's up, dude?
Not much. Just
still brown.
I'm still really brown.
You're so crispy, girl. You like how I like my bacon.
Right. Real crispy.
And black.
My coworker was like, damn, girl, you like two shades away from me. I'm like, excuse you, one shade.
Rude.
I'm not ashy like you.
I put lotion on.
You know what? I like this color because it... not. I like that I selected this color.
Hi, welcome to the reindeer farm.
Reindeer games. Hey. And
I be late.
She, I'm sorry for like yelling in the microphone. She get a little crazy.
Mm-hmm. We made us a little coffee before, iced coffee before we started the show.
Not because we needed the energy.
I wanted to say a thank you to Spirit Mommy for sending me that thing that she was talking about, the ice brewer thing.
Oh, did she send you the whole toddy thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Ooh, I need to reach out to her because I want her to send me something.
What? Is it?
You know.
Oh.
You know. That.
Chili's?
She has those. Yes.
Yes, hunty. Let's get to something really important.
We're going to just go right into it. First of all, I want to say a shout out to Luis in Canada. He's so dreamy. He's got beautiful eyeballs. And he looks like...
Oh, you actually look into their eyes now?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of... It's easy when you're staring up.
To see if they're... Dead.
I tell him that he looks like Groucho Marx.
Oh, okay.
So
hot Groucho Marx.
Yes.
Not.
No. He either looks like Groucho Marx or oh my God, what's the Charlie Chaplin? He looks Chaplin than Groucho Marx. He looks like Charlie Chaplin because he's got like he'll have like the little beard thing, like the little mustache thing in his glasses and his nose and his eyeballs. He's
in
so
his
cute.
Hat.
Yeah.
His suit.
So dreamy.
And then he doesn't talk because all he did was silent films.
Right. Wait, are we still talking about Luis? Or Luis?
Also, I want to say thank you to a person named JD that sent a message to us from their website.
Yes. And he actually sent a personal message to me. Wait, let me make sure that that's the right person. Because I don't want to say that that's him and it isn't. But I ended up finding out who... what'd you say his name was?
He has the initials JD.
I found out who Shasta was. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his name is Jason.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I had permission to say that, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway.
Hi.
Hi, Jason. Thank you for the email.
This person said... They sent us the message.
He was a review. Sorry.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah. You know Jason? Wait, I don't know sent, Jason, I need to know you.
This person sent the title was Game of Mimi. So then he said, first off, I love you guys. I listen to y'all all the time. Keep up the great work. Now, excuse me, ma'am. Calm down.
Lay down.
She acting like she got fleas or something. Go ahead. Good girl. All right, she's out of here. Now, I haven't listened to the most recent episode, so you have already talked about it. But have you seen your girl Mariah Carey in the Game of War? What is it? Game of War.
Yeah.
Game of War commercial. That struggle run though. So you guys, they paid Mariah Carey like a ton of money like to be in this commercial to say one line. I think it was like $20 million. To
yes, this literally.
And she has like this armor on.
But I want to say that her return, that their return from her one line, is going to be like paid off.
Well, they said that they make like $20 million a day in that game.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Well, what kind of game is it? They're like, oh my god, Mariah Carey! Let's go buy the game.
I don't even. What kind of game is it? Is it like Dungeons and Dragons or something?
Well, it's what is that called? It's a period piece kind of game. It's like Game of Thrones. Like if it was that, but in a game.
Oh, okay.
So it's exactly what you saw in the commercial. That's what the game is about.
She slays a dragon, and then she says a line with her cross. She slays a dragon with a crossbow.
Yeah.
She says a line, and then she tries to run. And it's like when you see, all right, you know Game of Thrones, Tyrion, the small person. It's like when he's trying to run.
And then got stuck in the sand. Like, you know, the best way I could say
this, she looks actually super skinny.
This is a really good description of a run. Do you know when you like you're at the beach and you're in the sand and it's really hot, right?
So hot.
And it's like you're on the sand and you're like, fuck, it's hot. So you try to run, but because of memory in your brain, you automatically assume that it's flat surface, but it's really not. And then you start going up and down.
And then you fall and you have third degree burns. And
that was her.
The beach is so fun. Yeah, you guys just go watch. It's Game of War, and then type in Game of War, and then Mariah Carey in YouTube.
Oh my god! I didn't know what were you referring to? Like, I didn't know what you were talking about. I was like, what are you talking about? And I knew you sent me the link, but when I saw the link, wait,
is it Jason or Joseph?
No, it's Jason.
Oh, different person.
Oh, well, you're going to need to tell me about that, Joseph. Jason, you're still cutie. Mm-hmm. You're still real cute, Shaka. Anyway, so.
Oh, train of thought.
I'm like, this. What are you doing? Like, you will do any. She is.
And she doesn't need the money, but apparently she enjoyed doing it. It took 2 days to film that, just to let you know.
Oh, and I bet you that her team alone was half of the budget.
2 days to film that. You guys, when you watch it, 2 days.
Do we know anything more about that day, those 2 days? Like, does she film for like a specific amount of time?
I don't know, but I want to know everything about
those 2 days. Well, when I saw it, my first message to Ricky was, oh my God, that brought me back to Glitter. Right.
It wasn't even Wise Girls good.
No, it was fucking Glitter bad. It was like, she glitter-bombed. I want a record deal. I can sing. Applause, 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 applause. But
it's perfect. We'll watch it 50 times.
Right. So anyway, the first time I watched it, the internet connection was horrible. So right. I couldn't really make
it. So many people were watching it.
Probably. It was literally like, so I thought that was a commercial. And I was like, oh, this is really fucking bad. That's when I sent you the message. But then I went back and watched it at home. Mm-hmm. And I saw it like on HD. And I was like, damn, this bitch looked good. God damn, this is a horrible commercial. And then that's when I put two and two together about the struggle. The I was struggle like, run. The, oh my God. I was like, I get what he was talking about.
Poor thing.
Oh, but she got paid. You can't be mad at her because she got paid.
We got paid. We got an iTunes review. Do you want to read it?
I can't pull it up.
Oh.
Because I don't have my stuff plugged in, so.
Oh, okay. One moment, please.
I'm sorry.
I'll pull it up.
Well, you can't do it on the phone, right? You can't. Can you read reviews?
You can't. I don't think so. You can't do it by recent. I think it just shows up.
And you have to like. Yeah, that's the reason why I don't like doing it on the phone.
Oh, no. Yeah, I need to know who Shaxta is.
I'll show you a picture. Because
this one's different. This review is actually, it's an update from Boys from Denver.
So is that, like, is it one person or is it two people?
I don't know. I think it's maybe a couple or something. I don't know if they both listen, but okay. Maybe it's their iTunes account together or whatever.
I got it. Maybe it's their, maybe I'm hoping it's a single man.
No.
Anybody want to date me?
Okay, here we go. You ready for this? It's a 5-star review, so that's good.
Yeah.
They're so positive, you should be on prep.
Wow. I don't know how I feel about that title, I do have to say.
I think it's pretty funny, actually.
I'm sorry. Are they listening to the right fucking podcast? I'm a little concerned because they're like, they're so positive. Really? Because there's been a few like that were Debbie Downers.
Well, yeah.
But not because of us. Like, we were being Debbie Downers, but like our content.
No, we were being Debbie Downers too.
Anyways, read it.
I recently got into podcasts and found this gay one. It is hilarious. I spend 4 hours commuting on a train a day, and listening to these men just makes me smile and oftentimes laugh out loud. People look at me oddly, but on the MTA, I am not the craziest person ever. That is very nice about being on any public transportation is you know you're not the craziest person.
Oh, God.
There's always someone crazier.
Well, I'm just telling my 3-year stint on the fucking public transportation reminded me as to how sane I am.
They stay most... Well, let's don't go too deep.
Your recovery is slow, bitch.
They stay mostly current with topics unless Mariah Carey lost weight or Popeyes came out with a new dipping sauce. Then they will most likely focus on that. Give them a listen. Follow them on Facebook, too, for the full experience. You know, from both ends. Very fulfilling.
Oh. I'm hoping that this motherfucker is super hot and he wants to get fulfilled. Filled.
All of the above.
From both ends.
So, thank you, Boys from Denver. We appreciate that.
Yes. Plural.
Really appreciate it. All right. Let's talk about something even more fun.
Okay.
While you were away.
Yes.
Wait, were you away then?
The cat came out to play.
I don't have my wedding ring.
What happened?
I got mugged.
No, you didn't.
I didn't tell you. They took it straight to the jewelry store and said, this is scratched. You got to take it back. Tony took it from me. No. We just had it. They're cleaning it and redipping it. Or whatever.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Because we can do it every 6 months for the life of the ring, whatever. So, most importantly, new Apple products.
Yes. So, I want to say that
I didn't say let's say it positively. If there's any negative, we'll keep that to the end.
Okay. No, I didn't watch the whole thing. Okay. Like, I didn't watch, I watched like the commercials that they introduced, you know, so like, iPad Pro, the commercial, the iPhone S commercial, mm-hmm. like, so I didn't watch the whole thing, and I watched the very, a very small end of the phone part, which I think was the last product they announced.
Oh my God. It was like 40 minutes long just for the phone.
Oh, I mean,
could have just did it in 10.
It was like, wasn't it 2 hours?
Positive first.
Wasn't it 2 hours? Almost
it was 2 hours and 20 minutes. Yes. Yeah, and so I watched it on my cell phone service.
Yeah. I don't know why you didn't watch it at your fucking.
Because they don't allow any Wi-Fi. Kind of player. And they have Wi-Fi there, but they don't give us the password.
That sucks.
Yeah. And it sucks because when you look at the Wi-Fi, you see like 7 different Wi-Fis.
And one of them is guest Wi-Fi.
And it's
and you can't sign on to any of them?
It's stupid. It's against company policy.
Fuck company policy.
All right.
We do it all the time.
So I watched it on, I watched it live using my data on my phone, and I watched every single bit of it.
Okay, first of all, let me ask you. I'll ask you a couple questions, and then we'll kind of throw it off.
Ask me some questions.
So, what did you think about the products that were released? Anything that you thought that was innovative?
I like the Apple TV. I think that's really cool.
Okay. I didn't watch all of it, so I don't know. Like, I saw bits and pieces of it, and I saw the commercial, but...
It's just kind of cool that you can be watching a movie, and you can say, who is the lead character? Like, press the Siri button. Who is the lead character in this movie? And it brings up their Wikipedia page while the movie's playing.
That's
like,
cool.
All kinds of cool shit like that. And you could say, show me a comedy, and not... Or you could say, I want to watch Finding Nemo. It'll look through Hulu, whatever services, to see where the movie is available. So, and if it's free somewhere, you could just click free and watch it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I haven't watched the whole thing. I've been meaning to, but you know, I was on vacation, so right. I didn't get a chance to like watch all that stuff. But
I think that was the coolest thing. The iPad is pretty cool, but it's too much, I think, for me. Like, I can't.
Well, it's basically your screen.
Right. And
plus, but it doesn't do everything that it, right. you're, like,
it doesn't do everything a computer can do. So I would never get that and do away with my MacBook.
Let me ask you a question in regards to that, because I feel like this is where Apple and a lot of computer people are like, I think this is where technology is headed towards, is I feel like, especially with the introduction of the iPad Pro, but the previous Mac that was introduced, I think last year or at the beginning of this year, I feel like we're moving away from storage.
Everything's on the cloud and it makes me nervous.
I think we're moving away from anything that is heavy. Which is fine.
Oh my god, carrying this iPhone 6s Plus so is heavy. Too much. So it's heavy. Like 0.01
grams
ounces or yeah. whatever yeah. it is heavier, and people are like, no,
that's so heavy. It's like, you know, this coffee would be really good if I had vodka in it. Anyway,
I don't know about vodka. It has milk in it.
I have coconut milk yeah. in here, so it's a little bit more water.
So anyway, yeah, we're moving.
By the way, just from a story from vacation. So when I asked the bartender what I wanted to drink, I wrote it down in a note because they had little notepads and paper, and I put vodka with water and lime and a squeeze of lime. My friend handed it to the bartender, and the bartender was like, ugh, who does that? And my friend was just like, just get the fucking drink.
I've never seen... Why did they write it down?
Because it was so loud, oh, okay. at Hunter's. That's okay. why. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done that. But anyway, go ahead.
So everything's moving to the iCloud, or to the cloud, which makes me... First, it already makes me nervous that anybody can get into like your stuff. But secondly, there's so many different services on the clouds. You have all these clouds with all your shit on it. Like... Why can't I just have one cloud with everything? So why can't I have my music and my email and all, like, I don't use Apple email because I just refuse to use it. I use Gmail. But like my contacts, I use my contacts through Gmail. Why can't I have it set up so it automatically sets up contacts in the cloud? It doesn't work that way. It's just weird.
Well, your contacts on your phone are on the cloud no matter what. So whether you use them on Google, it still saves it to the cloud on Apple.
No, but if I add a person, I can't just do it through the regular contact thing. I have to like...
Oh, because like since somebody you use Google.
Right. If somebody text messages me and I don't have their new number or, you know, they're giving me an email address, I can't just hit the plus button there and add them. I have to go into contacts, add them, copy and paste it in, save, which then puts it into my Google contacts, but right. does not update my iCloud contacts because the two don't talk to each other.
I see what you're saying. Well, right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. So it will, and on its own, if you add it to your phone contacts, but then you have to do the extra double measure.
Everybody. But
yeah.
then you have double everybody.
Yeah.
No, I don't need all that. Already see, but then you have to use 17,000 contacts. I don't need anymore.
So, but see, that's the reason why you should just use the iCloud contact. You know, like
no.
Okay. All right. Well,
I don't like the mail service. I just prefer Gmail.
That's what I use. I use the Me account, and I can see why people like Google because there's all these fucking features that you can use on their mail and whatever. I was never a Google person. Like, I never got into Google. So I don't get what the hoopla is. I don't use mail like that to begin with, mm-hmm. where it's like, I need to have all those extra features, if that makes sense. Like, literally, I get an email, I read it, I delete it, or I put it where it needs to go. That's it. I don't do anything else.
See, I have my shit set up, so like in Gmail, if I get like a bank statement from Bank of America, I have that shit set up so it goes to a Bank of America label. So I don't even have to look at it in my inbox.
Right, 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 right.
That, for some reason, I can't get that to work, like in Apple.
I did try to set that up on my Apple, and it's a very, like, the, what is it? I think it's called like a smart mailbox. Mm-hmm. And it's not so smart.
Yeah, it's not very smart.
Because it doesn't move it out of your, like, it doesn't, it's like you said. However, I do have it set up with, I do have a rule in my AOL that does that, and
okay, wait. Don't, first of all, you said
not,
AOL.
I don't know. We're not talking about that. We're not.
It's 1992.
Yes, 1996.
I can't even believe they're still in business. Like, how?
Well, because they have a lot of people that use their. Anyway, so I have a rule set up in
remember those old people where you were talking about in Fort Lauderdale?
I know
those are the ones that have AOL addresses.
But I don't use it. It's I switched mostly everything over to the Me account, uh-huh. because I have the same. So the problem with the AOL is because, one, I have it for so long, and I couldn't set up my Me account in with that same name because it was already taken. Oh. So, and then since I had already started a new one, I wanted to use that one continuously. And when I tried to set it up for me, it was available. So I was like, well, I don't want to leave this old email that I've had, that I have shit coming in there from fucking shit that I don't even look at anymore. A lot of it is retail. Like
Chicago
shit.
Mail for Mail chat room.
No. Oh my God. That's where I met my first boyfriend. Hello, 1999.
Imagine what the Southwest Virginia mail for mail room was like. There were three people.
About. Right. And they were all in the same room.
And they were literally
in the same room. I was going to say literally in the same room. Y'all are sitting in the living room. Hey, girl.
Yeah. So, and the other thing that it looks cool. I did get one, but I don't know if I'm going to keep it, is the new iPhone. Because I'm kind of interested, but I'm again, like, is it that so much different that I just can't wait a year for the iPhone 7?
Well, so I actually thought that a lot of the new features for the iPhone 6S, I thought they were really cool. Like the movable wallpaper that you can use. I thought that was really cool. I thought that the Force touchscreen was really cool, and how, like, you can use it to, like, kind of like
it's 3D touch.
That's a separate thing. But yes, the 3D touch as well, which that's really not 3D. Force
touches for the, yeah, it's stupid. It's just call it all the same thing because you
it's how is it 3D? That bitch ain't coming out of the screen.
Right.
So I don't understand. So I'm like, okay, but I get
you're what like, you're I don't got glasses for that.
It's smart. It's all a marketing ploy. It literally all it is marketing. I did.
You like the rose color.
I do. I love the rose. You know what, though? I hate gold. But for some odd reason, in these last couple years, like, I want a really nice rose gold piece.
I don't like gold
of jewelry. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't generally like gold either. But, like, rose, because, like, Tiffany has their own sort of rose gold, and it's called Rubeldo. And it's this beautiful rose colored gold. I don't know if it's actually rose gold or if it's their own metal that they created, but it's this beautiful, like, rose color, and I really like it. I'm like, I've been wanting a piece, and it's really expensive. But so when I saw that they were going to do it, I was like,
God. And they have the cheap rose gold watches now, too.
Yes, I saw that. They expensive or
no? It's the same as the
like sports one. Watch. So is it a lower grade gold?
It's not real gold. It's just it's the same as the phone. It's just colored aluminum.
Oh, got it. Well, that's stupid. Now I don't want it.
Because do you think the phone was real gold?
Not the phone, but the watch.
Do have a real rose gold watch, but that one's like $10,000.
Oh, got it. So they have the rose colored.
Right.
Got it.
So I think the kind of most ridiculous thing is when I was watching it is when they revealed the Apple Pencil.
I actually thought that was really cool.
It's cool, but when people said it, or when he said it's called the Apple Pencil, like, the audience laughed. Like, they were like, just, it's ridiculous.
Well, but you know why? Because Steve Jobs is a huge, like, he hated a stylus. And
he hated styluses on phones.
Yes, which is whatever. I think that's kind of counterintuitive. But I think for what the iPad Pro does, I think you do need some sort of instrument that does that, because your finger can only do so much, right? Like,
I'd say.
Okay. Well, you know, it can only do so much, but I actually like the technology. I think it's really cool. And when I was watching the commercial, I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, look at the thin lines go from really, like, really thin to very thick to very thin to very... So I thought it was a really cool concept. But I felt like it's the same thing with the Apple Pro. Like, the
iPad Pro. Why is it $99?
Well, because it's a piece of technology. It's not...
It's so expensive.
Well, how much do you think it should have
been? The iPad Pro, I think, is too expensive.
The iPad Pro is... grossly overpriced. I was like, I'm sorry, that's a fucking computer.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me, but I think that's the reason why they're gearing it more they're gearing it towards more of the like a corporation, you know, like so sort of the same way that the Microsoft tablet, the Surface tablet, is being pushed.
Oh, you mean corporate? Like a
right. So, like, you know, like people who are engineers or who are architects, who are, you know, or podcasters, artists, right? If y'all want to buy a son, if y'all buy one of son, so I think that's the reason why it's geared more towards that. Like, it's not. I don't think it's going to be geared more towards like your average consumer. One, because it's so fucking expensive.
So expensive.
The cheapest one is like what, $8.99? Yeah, it's crazy.
No, I won't be doing that. If anything,
but
the only thing I'll do is upgrade Tony, because Tony has the original iPad. So, if anything, I would just update his, like, for Christmas. I would update his iPad to the iPad 2.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not,
or like the iPad Air.
Yeah, mm-hmm. iPad Air 2 or whatever it's called.
Well, there's three or four iPads now.
Whatever the one that's under, it's the iPad Air 2 is what the one I would update for him.
Yeah. But
he doesn't seem that he wants it. So, I mean, he's happy with what he has. Because, well, Tony does not.
He doesn't know better.
Yeah. He's like,
it's the iPad. There's four. So it's the iPad Pro, the iPad Air 2, the iPad Air, iPad Mini 4, and iPad Mini 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't really understand what's the difference.
The iPad Mini 4 is a miniature version of the iPad Air 2. It's the exact same stuff in a smaller screen.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But what was that introduced over the...
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a huge thing, but yeah.
Oh.
That pretty much when they did the lineup...
Oh, so it's like a thinner version of it?
No,
or is it smaller. A smaller?
It's the mini version of it. It's the iPad Air 2... But in a smaller.
Oh, I get it. So it's the iPad Air, just a smaller, in the form of an iPad Mini.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
I don't know how many times I had to say that, but.
Is that what you said? I'm sorry. I wasn't really paying attention. Not going to lie. Because I was trying to look at it while you were telling me. So that.
All right. Woo! So that's all the Apple products. I'll be getting the new phone. I'm selling the one that I have now.
Wait, so are you gonna get the Apple TV?
Probably. For Christmas.
Okay. So yeah.
For myself.
You know, you can get that for me for my birthday. That's real, like, five nice birthdays. Dickhead. Yeah, as opposed to, wait, let me open the birthday gift you got me now. Oh, yeah, it's not, I have anything.
Girl, I told you when you got back from your vacation. It's going to be like a dinner or something.
Motherfucker.
So,
let's move on to the next thing. That's kind of fun, though. I think I would actually like the iPad Air.
Oh, my God, we're at 30 minutes already.
That's okay. I think that would be cool if we did. If I did, if the iPad Mini 4, like if it's the same but just a smaller, like a
thinner version? I had an iPad Mini and I sold it because I never used it because I only used it for reading. And I had a Kindle for that.
But you already had that. So, like, for someone who doesn't have that, that's actually kind of cool. Because I don't have a...
But the reading, it's totally different on the two. Reading on the Kindle is totally different from reading on the Mini.
You have, like, one of the original Kindles, right?
So no, I have at that time, I had the
Kindle the one that looks 2. Like sand. Like an Etch-a-Sketch?
No.
Meaning that the lighting, that it wasn't like you could read it under any kind of lighting.
It wasn't backlit.
Right. So, but I think that was a problem with a lot of people who were saying, but now the iPad, like for the phone, you can create that same idea with the phone. For example, if you just change the lighting, because like when you go into the feature, like in the settings, mm-hmm. you could change it so that you can see under any lighting versus the technology that they were using was... That was the technology that they made for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but even still, I think the Kindle is better at reading. Okay. And I only used it for reading, so I didn't need it. The reason I got rid of the Mini is because when I would be reading a book, I would get a Facebook message, and I would fucking leave the book and just start doing other shit
right.
and just forget that I was reading a book. So
I will tell you, the one thing that I did like about the when I had an iPad, because I gave my iPad to my mom, the one thing that I did like about it was that... I didn't have to bring my computer with me. Mm-hmm. At the time, I had a bigger computer. You know, I had an older Mac, so it was a little heavier and stuff. And so I like that. The problem with that is that you can't fucking do everything. And not everything translates the same. So, like, because it literally is like you're looking at your phone on just a bigger screen. Right, mm-hmm. right. So you can't, like, it doesn't come up as a full on, like, for example, when I'm trying to find dick on Craigslist, it doesn't come up as a full website page. It comes out
up as the mobile page.
It comes out as the mobile. I can't do that. Like, I need to have, like,
I need more room.
I need to be able to access my email real quick, you know, by a mouse click. I can't do that.
I can't be double tapping no home button and then be going back to dick and email.
It's just too much.
Too much.
By that point, I mean, I'd rather just go to the Steam room and just and find me some dick over there. Anyways, moving along.
So, Roger, remember when we were at Pride 48 and we were doing this really awful show that we did?
Oh, my God.
It was hideous.
You know what? To be quite honest with you, I didn't even listen to it. And you know that you don't listen to our shows, period. But I normally listen, and I started to listen to it, and I immediately turned it off because I was like, I don't want to relive this nightmare.
Oh, anyway, one of the things that we talked about and someone asked me about was becoming a vegetarian. What have I thought about it?
Oh, yes. That's right.
You know, why are you doing it? Or why do you feel like you want to? Have you started? When are you going to start?
So, I feel like at this point, Annie Lennox, should come into play.
So it's been 2 weeks today.
Okay.
That I've been vegetarian. Uh-huh. Like,
your fingers look so slim.
Thank you. it hasn't been bad. There have been some days that...
You just wanted to eat the shit out of some chicken?
No, not really just cooked meals, but let's just say I'm hungry now. It's easier to just like roll up a piece of turkey with cheese and eat it. I'm not doing that now. So it's like, ugh. And like the other day I was chopping up hot dogs for the girls for their food. And I was like, I could eat the shit out of one of these hot dogs right now.
I think what would have happened, you would have ate the entire pack. Right.
But
you would have been like that one, meme that has all those hot dogs like in the mouth.
Talking about, I don't know why I have all guy friends. it's been 2 weeks. I haven't had any meat.
I do have to say that's a huge thing. Like, I have to say, I'm pretty proud that you even put effort into doing that, because like I will tell you, I more than likely, I'm not gonna say never, but I probably wouldn't do that ever. Like, I would definitely definitely become like an 80-20 where I would eat 80% cock and 20% vegetables. No, right. I'm just kidding, but like 80% vegetables.
But you're not kidding.
No, but I'm not. But I would eat like 80% vegetables and 20% meat, which is what, like, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Fat, Sick, and Almost Dead.
Well, I can't wait. It sounds like it's a thriller. I mean, it's I'm just dying right now.
It's a horror film. No, but it's actually a really good film. And a lot of the doctors that were on the film say that right now, most Americans eat an 80% meat and 20% vegetable diet. And that's not, I'm not quoting that, but that's basically what they were trying to say. And what they were saying was, is that really, in fact, we should be eating 80% plant-based foods, about 10% meat, and then about 10%, you know, other things to sort of live at the most, like, at the optimal health. Mm-hmm. That would be what you would want to eat. Because even, like, vegetarians and, like, pescatarians or whatever, like...
Presbyterians.
And Episcopalians. Right. And vegans, like, they still don't get...
I will not do vegan.
They still don't get enough of the nutrients that they're supposed to get in their body. They get plenty, and most of them are fine, but they don't get... Because there's still proteins and things like that in meat that you will be able to get in anything
else. Yeah, I think, like, one of them is B12 or something like that.
Right.
There's some things that you just can't get from... And, you know, I need to read
and up. Vegetables.
I need to read up a lot more on it because I want to make sure that I stay healthy. But there's a lot of things. There's some stuff that you have to take vitamins for because you just can't get it from
vegetables. And you know what? And oddly enough, not all vitamins are created equal. So, like, even that you have to do research on to make sure that you get the type of vitamins that are going to be, you know, that... Because, you know, the vitamin world is not regulated. So you aren't always going to get, you know, you can buy four different brand bottles of vitamin B. And
they're all different.
They're all different. And that's kind of scary because a lot of times, you know, you're not going to get the same thing. And that's kind of scary if you think about it, because then it kind of puts into question, like, wait a minute, what am I actually getting? And even though you can get a lot of that stuff through your vegetables, like I said, there's still stuff that you will never be able to get from vegetables that you would be able to get from meats. But I still think that that's awesome that you did that. I think it's great.
Well, I've been doing pretty good. The other day was hard because Tony came home with a rotisserie chicken. And he was like, "Oh, look at this crispy skin. Guess I'll have to give it to the dogs." He didn't really do it like that. That's how I felt he was doing
right,
it.
Right. You were like,
as he was pulling it off, he was teasing me.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it's been okay. And I've actually been the good thing is that I'm coming home and have been cooking meals.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
And there's not so much junk food because I've been reading, just because you're vegetarian doesn't mean you're a healthy person.
Well, there's a lot of vegetarians who are not healthy.
Yeah.
And that's scary too, because you're like, you know, it gives people an excuse to eat chips and shit like that, because just because, like, you know, I have Jules at work and Smurfetters, and they're both like pseudo vegetarian. Well, I'm going to say pseudo vegetarians because they still eat potato chips, cupcakes, and all that shit. And it's like, wait a minute, that's not the theory behind being a vegetarian. Well, like,
you're just not using meat. You try not to use any type of meat products.
And it's just like,
but
be healthy about it. Don't also just eat.
But that's not like, I am not doing this because I want to be healthy or lose weight. I'm doing it because I don't want
ethical reasons
to be treated like shit.
For ethical reasons.
Even though it's still happening, but whatever. So yeah, it's been going good. Hendrick was here and we went to dinner, and when I told him in the car, his jaw dropped. He was like, "But what about Tuesdays?"
So what about Tuesdays?
Popeye's chicken.
No, I know. I'm saying,
but like, I have to drive past and I have to come home and eat
vegetables.
Well, it's not always just vegetables, but like grains or, you know, I try to, it's always going to be vegetables, but
right.
Like, I did one day, I wanted chicken, so I ate like the, I want to say Boca Burger, but it's not. But the chicken patties that they have, like the tofu chicken patties or the vegetable based chicken patties.
Right.
I had like that for dinner one night when Tony had a sandwich.
Right. Well, they say like if you have like if you crave supposedly, and I don't know how true this is, but a lot of people have said this. They say like if you want chocolate to eat pineapple, because something in like if you're craving chocolate and if you eat pineapple, it kind of hits that same receptor. I get maybe I don't know what it is, but it hits that same receptor. So maybe you need to find out foods that emulate that. You know, like if you're craving chicken, find a food that
there's no such thing. But I have been finding some good, like, I've been taking my lunch to work normally, but like 2 days I ate out and one day I went to Chipotle and I got the
sopes.
No, what is it? Sofritas.
Sofritas. Yes.
Excellent. Couldn't even tell it wasn't meat. It was perfect.
Right. Cause is it soy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. I see. I can't eat soy.
But it's been like. It doesn't taste like soy. It's really weird. It's like it's meat, like it's beef.
Right.
And it's crumbly and cut up like that, but it's good.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, first of all, I can't eat soy because it fucks with my thyroid. Mm-hmm. So I can't have soy. Ugh. But tofu, soy, all that shit, I can't eat it. It fucks with my stomach, so I can't even, it's one of those things I can't eat.
Well, but I have to eat it. I don't have an option.
You could get a veggie burrito. I mean, you could still get that too.
Yeah, as well. Or just leave the meat off.
Yeah,
or leave the stuff off.
Well, I mean, I think that's good. I mean, do you feel different? Like, does your body feel different? Like,
from the inside, feel different. Not. I mean, it's not like I feel healthier and I'm like, oh, more energy. But like, I can definitely
do you feel lighter.
I don't think I feel lighter, but I can definitely tell my poops are a lot different.
Yeah,
like.
Cause I would tell
you, not as pungent.
Yeah, cause I would tell you when I was not a vegetarian, never tried to be. But when I was adding more vegetables to my diet and trying to eat less red meat, and focus more on like chicken and fish, so like for my breakfast in the morning, what I do, which is this is really great for anybody out there that has like inflammation problems or, any kind of like digestive issue things, like what I would do for breakfast is I would create zucchini, carrots, broccoli, spinach. I would add some turmeric, some coconut butter, and then put egg, and that would be my breakfast. And it was honestly like the most amazing thing ever. Mm. And I ate that for like 2 weeks in the morning, just for breakfast. That's what I would eat. And then for lunch, I would eat like a salad or something that was leafy and whatever. I honestly felt from the inside, my numbers were amazing, by the way, when I went to the doctor, but I just felt lighter. I didn't feel as heavy and I didn't feel as swollen as I normally feel because with the thyroid issue, that's what most people suffer from inflammation problems and because it's an autoimmune disease, that's typically what happens. So that's why I asked if you felt like lighter in,
I don't know. I really
like you feel
noticed.
Full, but you don't feel like,
I might kill myself. Yeah. Kind of thing. Yeah. The only thing I've noticed is digestive. Like it's been like,
oh yeah, you become real.
It's regular. Quick.
Yeah.
So, I think we're good. I mean, you want to talk about Ariana Grande latte real quick?
We could talk about that and we'll touch upon Kim Davis.
Okay. Well, we can make this an hour show. So we'll just,
that's fine.
So you guys talk, you can start out with Ariana.
Okay. So Ariana Grande was a guest on Jimmy Fallon sometime last week. And Jimmy Fallon has this game that he plays with. I don't know if he plays it with everyone or if he just plays it with singers, but it's this game where it's like they do like impersonations. So what they'll do is they'll pick an artist and then they'll pick a song. And typically the song is like a funny song or it's like a song that you would never hear them sing.
Like an example, just with her. One of them was the wheels on the bus go round.
Right.
The wheels on the bus go round.
Yes.
And then the person she had to match it up with
was Christina Aguilera. And let me just say, you guys have to look up the video. I have to say first of all, she did Britney Spears.
Celine Dion. Cracked me up.
Oh my God. Celine Dion, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and I think that was the only three that she picked. And then, of course, like Jimmy Fallon does it. So they, but the video that I saw, they cut his pieces out, right, and it was just her. Now, we all know our disdain for Miss Ariana Grande and her Latte. Ponytail. For days.
The ponytail. Is that fake hair?
Oh, totally fake hair. It's okay. Not all her hair.
Okay.
I think a lot of it is her hair, but it's not all that. It's not that long. I was.
She hit it out of the park.
Thoroughly impressed, one. But she does have a really good voice. Like, as much as I dislike her persona, like, I think she is an amazing singer. And I think if they pick the right songs for her, she could be, dare I say it.
Mine. No. No.
Don't. Dare I say it.
You, in 10 years, be in like a Game Britney of Spears. War commercial?
She could be a Vegas. She could be a Vegas Britney Spears impersonator. I mean, the way she impersonated Britney Spears, I thought she.
You know, the way she did Celine Dion was good too.
Yeah, they did. They did Christina Aguilera when she was on Jimmy Fallon once, and they had her impersonate Britney Spears. Uh-huh. She was too. Fucking good. I was like, oh my god, that's funny. But you guys need to watch it because it was actually really funny. But she did really good. And I was just like, you know, she's actually got a good sense of humor. And it moved me about a meter closer to liking her.
Oh, okay. Do you know how far a meter is in feet?
A foot and a half.
No.
A less than a foot, right?
No, more than a foot.
Is it more
than 1 meter is a little over 3 feet.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Then let's say.
Estupada.
Well, I don't know meters. Although that makes
no one really, in America knows meters.
I was going to say, except we're all like stupid. Scientists
and stupid. Like inventors and stuff.
I don't understand why we don't use that system because we're have to be. Because
everyone else should use ours.
Right, exactly. Oh, being an American. So right. Anyway, two more things. Don't get
us started about the Republicans.
So, okay. Oh, my God. So, two more things. One, you guys, as of today, there is 2 weeks left before Janet's new album comes out. I'm so excited. Woo! I get to go see Madonna next Monday, which I'm really excited about as well. So that's all about that. Her album comes out October 4th. Unbreakable. Buy it. Unbreakable song is really good.
Borrow it.
Whatever.
just listen.
Yeah, just listen. It's really good anyway. So, and then the second thing we want to touch on, two more things, because we need to touch on them. We can't not do a show without touching on them. The first one, the cunt that is Kim Davis.
Hot mess.
Do you know that she erased...
She defied the order. So,
first of all, she defied the order, but then she deleted she took off her name and stuff on the marriage certificates.
Not just her name; she removed the county and all the clerks' names, her deputies.
That's insane. Like she, like you need to be arrested and thrown in jail. You need to pay for what you've done monetarily, if that's a word. It is a word.
Yeah,
and you need to be fired. And I know that she can't be fired, but she can be, I think if I remember what say, she can impeached. Be impeached.
Or the president can fucking say, you know what, bitch, you don't get to have a job.
The problem with that is that her son is also, like, I think her son is below her. So like whoever needs to,
it should be the guy that's issuing the marriage licenses is the guy that should be the clerk. The bride, whatever's
name. Yeah, because it was only one person, right?
Yeah, he's the only one that'll do it. All the other ones send people to him to do it. And he has his own attorney, and that's why this is happening, because the attorney, he let the attorney know that she was doing this, and she's defying the order. So it's his attorney that is doing all this.
Yeah. So. You know what? Here's the problem.
My bitch, get over it. It's happening.
You know what, though? But see, okay, so I have, like, there's two things. I don't want to drag it out too much, but, okay, so there's one thing. So on one respect, first of all, she is, in the type of Christianity that she is following is a very secular portion of, like, her
crazy,
right.
It's very radical.
It's very exactly. It's very radical. One, she's so that's one thing. But the thing is, so, and she's, and if she wasn't working in a government official office, or if she wasn't at a, as an official capacity, I'd be like, whatever. Let her believe what she wants to believe. That's her right. Mm-hmm. Fine. Whatever. Go somewhere else. Go to another person. Go somewhere else. The fact that she is in a government position and it is stated as federal law and as state law, you, what are you doing? Like, get out. If that is, submit your resignation.
Quit your job.
If you are that much opposed to it, then you need to go to a place that will give you a job where you could do that.
It's called nowhere.
Because a private organization or will allow you to tolerate stupid people like that. It's really sad for the that county and the people in that county that she has to, that they have to deal with someone like that.
Oh my God, I forgot to talk about it.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just, that's all I was going to say. I can't understand why. And it sucks that if those people want to get married, that they would have to travel to another county to get married. Like, right. That's stupid to me.
Especially if you pay taxes there.
Right. Especially if those people are paying her fucking check. Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. If I were those people...
She makes $80,000 a year.
I would be suing them for my money back. I'd be like, I'm paying her to do her fucking job and she's not doing her job. I want her fired or I want my money back. Mm-hmm. That's really what they should be doing. And the problem is that it's in a bulk, you know, a fucking small ass town in Kentucky where, you know, it's about 8,000 people and, you know, about more than half of those motherfuckers support her stupid right. ass. So that's the problem. They're going to keep her in there until a judge steps in and says, you are fired. Mm-hmm. But anyways.
So I'm on the Google page at work. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm supposed to be working, but I'm reading Google News. And under the national news, uh-huh. I see my hometown, Christiansburg, Virginia, show up. And I'm like, what happened? Because the
wait, I'm sorry. It was what was
my hometown? Christiansburg.
Oh, okay.
I thought you said
Christians for Virginia. Oh. I was like, what the fuck are you reading? Anyway, go ahead.
I'm like, oh, that's weird. How about Roger? Embarrassing.
Oh, Lord.
20 high school students from the high school I graduated from.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Are protesting because the school already had set probably for 15 years now, 10 years that Confederate flags could not be worn to school. You cannot wear any type of item that's right. going to start some kind of fight or right. you know. So they already
but, had, but that applies that to set. Anything, right?
Anything.
So it's not just a Confederate flag, but right. anything that will ensue a fight or right. whatever.
Any got kind it. Of any rapper shirts, right, any right. Which, you know, anything with
a drugs. lot of schools in major metropolitan areas, I think, have that because, like, here and in Chicago,
uniforms.
Yeah, yeah. So it's either you wear a uniform or you wear a solid color right. shirt, solid color pants, no shoes with no emblems. Got it.
Rules been up forever.
Yeah.
Well, then the school's like, well, because there was some fights happening and people were threatening people, they said, you also need to remove the Confederate flags from your cars when you bring it onto the school property to park.
Okay, which I think is it's a little stretch, but okay.
It is a government building that's right. funded. Each school can make up their own rules. It doesn't have to be a county thing.
Okay.
They're protesting. 20 ignorant ass white kids got suspended because they refused to remove the articles. But they're saying this isn't about racism. It's about our heritage.
Okay. Well, so... You know, according to what I remember Christina from Greenies from Nowhere talking about, mm-hmm. so.
Not even the right flag.
Right, so. Right. And that's where I was going with that. It's like, wait a minute. So do they really understand where all this even came from? The meaning of the Confederate flag? Like,
they're racist is what
I was going to say. I'm wondering, and this is a stretch, just like the school saying you can't. That's a stretch, I think, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if they really do understand or know where the history is behind this. Because I wonder if they think that the history that pertains to the actual flag that they're referencing as history.
I can tell you that's not taught in that school. I can tell. I mean, I went there. That's not taught.
So then they're it's a racial racism. Thing. Yeah.
And there's no way around it. And the parents are like telling these kids that it's okay to do this. No, you're fucking breaking a rule.
Right.
The rules are fucking set for a reason. Grow the fuck up, because when you're 25 years old and your company says you have to wear a tie from now on to go to your job, you fucking do it. This is like, and I wrote on like the local page, I was like, this is totally embarrassing. I mean, I understand kids do like crazy stuff, but these kids in particular, at first, just from the videos, they're probably not on the AB honor roll. Let's just get it together.
They're not on any honor roll. They're not even on a roll.
Right. You could probably ask them, when was the Civil War? And they would say, 1920, whatever, you know, because they're idiots. The other thing is, if they are smart enough, they want to apply for college, this will reflect on their college career.
Yeah.
They are in national news. All of their names are known. Embarrassing.
But do you really think that they're going to, I mean, I hate to say, this is going to sound really mean, but do you really think, that they're going to go to school? I mean, go to college?
I'm just job applications. No one's going to want to hire a person like that.
And I see where you're going with this, but I think you have to kind of go back to the fact that these kids probably are not smart enough to know. If they're not smart enough to know where
most of the parents are people that I went to school with. I mean, come on.
No, but what I'm saying is that they're probably not smart enough to know the history behind the flag and the actual history that they're trying to use as.
No, they don't. Know it's, they're using it for racism.
Right, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So most of those kids are probably not going to end up going to college. They're probably not going to end up having.
You're probably right.
A good job. They're probably going to end up being like waiters, waitresses, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but there are, smart people who do those jobs as well. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that. Because they're not smart enough to know the difference between what is actual history and what is racial and what is a part of our racial history. Like, they don't know the difference between the two. They're not going to know the difference between maybe I shouldn't do this because it's going to affect my life, or I don't give a fuck.
But the parents should know and say, you know what?
Well, get to fucking school. But that's the reason why,
Anyway, it's annoying. It's embarrassing. And people like are online like, oh, what is this? Kim Davis, Kentucky. There. Because like I grew up there and it's just weird to me. Maybe I've just been so far removed from the area that I just can't remember what it was like. Right. But from what I do remember, the only thing we protested? Let me tell you what we protested. Damn it. I was in seventh grade. And they tried to make the eighth graders move into the sixth graders building.
Oh,
I mean, that's what we protested.
And do you want to know what I protested? We wore
red ribbons on our pinky fingers.
To remind you.
No, to say we're refusing to do it. We won't go to school. And you know what they said? Yeah, you will.
And y'all went.
We went, but they didn't move us that year. They moved in the next year.
Yeah. Do you want to know what we protested? We protested the fact that we were tired of the racial wars in our school. Because in our school...
Well, and that would be something that's appropriate to protest for.
Yeah, well... as a governing body flag of students, we were tired of the, gang-related racial wars. Because a lot of the times it would be, the... Let's just
Latinos
say it was always
against it was always,
and I hate to say this, but it was always the blacks against someone and the Latinos against someone. Mm-hmm. And typically it was,
but against not against each other.
No, it would get between each other, but mostly it was, the Polish kids who would be picked on because, a lot of the time in my high school, we had a huge population of Polish kids because in my neighborhood where my school is, that's the population of neighbors is Polish. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of the times they were like fresh off the boat. Like they came from Poland. They were probably here for a summer and that was their first experience in high school. Mm-hmm. Devastating for them, right? To mm-hmm. come to a country that they don't know. And then the first experience is we're going to beat your ass because you don't speak English and you look weird because you're walking around with school with socks and sandals on. Like, you know, I know that's a stereotype, but that really is what happened. Right. You know, and mm-hmm. that was my experience as a kid. But, you know, these kids nowadays, I almost kind of feel like they're doing it for attention. Like
probably so.
You know, like, let's just do this because we could probably get on the media for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's really sad because they're not thinking it. Like you said, they're not thinking it all the way through.
This is a, like, all of the flags they had skulls in the middle. And I'm like, somebody said, since when did the original other than like the
other stuff,
right? When did the Confederate flag start having skulls in the middle of it? And when did they start having, say, like scripture and shit in the middle of it? No, I mean there's nowhere in the Bible that demonstrates the Confederate flag. So why are you putting scripture from the Bible on the flag?
No, but also, that also does make me believe that it's a very racial thing.
Right.
Yeah. That makes me...
All right. We got to get out of here.
Okay.
I mean, we're over an hour. I just want to say that is totally embarrassing.
So are we going to speak about the Republican debate on our car cast?
Oh, yeah. We could do that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you guys are going to get lucky. You're getting three shows this week.
Car cast? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Dude.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.